know what you're talking about.
Who's he talking
to? Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his
voice
stupid?
You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
Classic hits, 98.9 WJEZ. Time for another edition of Jock Gibberish. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. And I do want to tell you, before I tell you anything else, that Jock Gibberish is sponsored by your locally owned and operated Pontiac McDonald's, where you can now enjoy breakfast selections all day long. Cynthia Graw is here. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
And this morning we have a special guest. Mr. Marty Fannin has stuck around. He is the chairman of the Livingston County Board. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you this morning?
Well, I am doing fine because we're on the verge of saying catty things about conclusions other people have drawn. So that's always fun. A couple of surveys we wanted to talk to. And Mr. Fannin, a retired, proud member of the corrections community,
correct,
has some issues with a survey that talked about the 10 most stressful jobs. And one of them on the list is broadcaster, but corrections officer, not on the list.
How is that possible? I just don't get that.
I don't get it either.
Nothing against broadcasting, but.
Well, the stress that comes when you look up and realize you don't have the right element ready to play has got to be different than the stress you encounter when you're.
You look up and you see a guy with a knife.
Yeah.
A little bit different.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's a little bit different. I'm thinking it's stressful just to have to. You know, everybody who comes to the counter has to go through the ritual of being checked out. I would think just that would be stressful, let alone an actual violent incident with an inmate. So I don't know where they got this, but they say they at careercast.com, they say they came up with these standards, and they say the number one job makes some sense. Firefighter is their number one pick for the most stressful job.
I can buy into that.
Yeah, same thing. If you're standing with the heat slamming you in the face from a burning building. Yes, there's some stress
going into a burning building.
Exactly. Well, that's why I'm not a firefighter.
When everybody's running out and you're running in, that's usually a good indication. That's not a good situation.
It's the going in part that bothers me, you know. Member in the military or general in the military. Airline pilots are on the list. Police officers are on the list. And then another weird choice. Number six on the list is actor.
There's I got a problem.
So many levels of actor, though. You have the starving artists who are out there looking through the auditions section in the Hollywood Reporter or whatever and going to every possible auditions and pounding the pavement to find everything. And like Todd had mentioned before, looking to pay rent. And then you have the Nicolas Cages of the world. You know?
Okay. All right.
Two extremes.
Wait a minute. All right. Now, somebody pounding and going to interviews, how is that different than most people struggling to pay rent and going to job interviews?
Well, in that situation, none. But when you talk about established actors versus like actors who are trying to find work, I can get that. I can understand that, you know. But I don't know if that's what it
It's
means.
Stressful handling all that money.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, what am I going to do?
Hire somebody to do it for you?
The stress of trying to decide what
can
to
you
wear.
Handle some? Can you buy somebody off to handle your stress?
No, I wonder.
So you got to worry about this. I'm not
going
to worry about it. You worry about this.
Okay.
Number eight is one I wonder about as well, and that is event coordinator, which I realize that's a juggling act. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to keep a lot of things in the air, but still.
And dealing with crazy people.
Well, you know, you talked about my career in corrections. In corrections, there was a lot of times that we had to do events. And, you know, you have to get all the food and the drinks and everything has to look so-so. And that can be pretty stressful. I understand that. Because people are never happy.
Yes.
Never.
Yes, no matter how many shrimp you have.
Exactly.
There's somebody's going to say you didn't have enough or had too many.
Shrimp are too small.
I never imagined that they would take corrections officers off of their job and ask them to do the planning for the events. But there you go. Photojournalist is on the list. And, you know, I can see that because, you know, photojournalists often are the people who are seeking out the hot spots. You know what I mean? They're going to the riots. They're going to the wars. So, okay, I can see where there's some stress there. And newspaper reporter is also on the list. We also wanted to talk about another survey from careercast.com. These people are just out to get broadcasters because they have listed the 10 worst jobs in America. This has nothing to do with stress levels. This has to do with job prospects and salary and different things. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Stress was included in their criteria. So there is some overlap here. The worst job in America is a newspaper reporter.
Mm-hmm. Top spot, yes. 3 years in a row.
Yeah. I'm telling you what.
Must be something to that.
There, yeah, you know, when you work in that kind of a job and you see that fall in the top spot, and all you can think about is, man, I love my job. Then you realize you have to love your job to continue doing that job every day with that kind of stress and that low of pay and that little bit of thanks that you get, the very little bit that you get. So I get that.
But if you're a newspaper reporter, what you ought to do now is just start your own. You could start your own internet news service,
yeah.
You know, and sell it yourself.
Yeah.
Keep all the money. Loggers apparently have a terrible job.
I need to watch that show on TV and see what it's like for them.
I don't know. Axemen.
Being out in the big outdoors. I don't know. That doesn't sound too bad.
Oh.
Just getting crushed by a tree is probably not good either.
Yeah, so. No, probably.
TV broadcasters and disc jockeys are thought to have terrible jobs. They are number 3 and 4 on the list. Number 5, we won't comment on our own.
I was going to say, I don't want to put you on the spot, Todd, but do you agree with that?
In many ways, I do. You know, there are some real advantages to this job, but it is not lucrative. Let's put it that way. just being honest with people. A member of the military because of how dangerous and stressful it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say I was in the military, and I did not have a job that was really stressful or dangerous. So I'm not discrediting the fine work that our military citizens do, but if you use my record as an example, you would say, we paid you to do that?
We had a pretty large stretch there that there were no wars nothing going on, so it was probably a good time to be in the military back then.
And I was in the Air Force, so I was. I felt like.
Oh, is that military? I'm sorry.
Hey, well,
being a Marine, I can say that.
That was. Oh, I didn't know that. I should have kept my mouth shut if I'd known I was sitting here with a Marine. But we
used to go to the Air Force base to eat because it was like going to a restaurant compared to our mess hall.
Yes, and in fact, even in the Air Force, Marty, if it's any consolation, one of our running jokes was if a guy came in and was really spit and polish, after he left, we would say, this guy's got us confused with a military organization. What was that all about?
You know?
Pest control workers have some of the worst jobs in America, according to these folks.
I can see that.
Man,
I've gotten hooked on this YouTube channel where a guy does, like, beekeeping, and he rids houses of bees and relocates them to new hives, and they swarm on trees, and they throw these hooks up into the limbs and shake them and, like, billions of bees fall down. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm never going to do a job like that. I'll just sit back and watch from a distance.
You know, they've got the equipment for that and bees. I could live with bees, but pest control, you know what I'm thinking? Big old roaches and rats.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I couldn't do it.
Retail sales is not the finest job to be had either. Again, this is not according to us, by the way. We didn't make this list. This is from careercast.com. Ad sales, largely because of the stress of wondering if you're, you know, going to get that big commission, wondering what your income's going to be. Taxi driver is a stressful job.
I can see that, and it's getting more and more dangerous as the days go by.
Worry about getting shot.
Yeah, no kidding.
Shot and robbed.
Right.
And according to this, the number 10 worst job in the country is firefighter.
Not in Pontiac, though. We don't have to worry about that.
No. Well, and I always thought that I thought most fire departments were pretty well taken care of in terms of pensions and, you know, salary and things like that. I realize it is a stressful. And I mean, the part about firefighting always bothered me is middle of the night, sleeping soundly, bell goes off.
Up and running.
Hit it. Yeah, you've got to go. And I don't think.
The way I wake up, I don't know if I could do that.
No, yeah, me either.
I don't think I'd adjust to it too well myself. So kudos to the firefighters. We will try to figure out in more detail what careercast.com is talking about. And, of course, one of the best jobs is chairing a county board.
Yeah. No stress, high pay, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, all the good stuff.
Entourage of people following you around to make sure everything's done for you.
I'm glad people can't see my face right now.
We bring that up because Marty Fannin's been our guest this morning. Thanks for staying around. We appreciate it.
Oh, I enjoy this. It's a good time.
And Cynthia Graw is here as well. That's Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. And it's sponsored by your locally owned and operated Pontiac McDonald's. Enjoy your favorite breakfast items all day.